On the musical menu, as the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra celebrates the winter holidays during their holiday concert on Tuesday, December the 12th, will be music for Hanukkah, Christmas and Kwanzaa. The evening will end with a grand finale featuring the Youth Symphony, side by side with the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra and the Williamsport Area High School Choir, performing beloved tunes from John Williams' Home Alone. Gerardo Edelstein, music director of the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, came into the WVIA Williamsport studio recently to tell us about how he pulls together this annual holiday concert.
It's always a pleasure, and it's always, at the same time, a challenge when it comes to these concerts because, you know, we have a limited amount of music. But more than that, we have a lot of music that people want to hear again and again and again. So we can't just come and say, well, by the way, we are going to play just a totally different program that is not related or songs that you've never heard before. And maybe we can do one or two. But, you know, people come to these concerts already with the idea to hear holiday music, Christmas music, Hanukkah music, and Kwanzaa music. I recall last year when we had the mime sharing the stage with us for something totally different. Of course, the people loved it, but, you know, I had the feeling after the concert, and some people told me, we want more holiday music next time. And I promised them, yes. This was a unique event. You know, this is the 50th anniversary, and yes, this year, you will get all your tunes and you will get all the music that you expect in a holiday concert.
I should imagine the other challenge is because it's all the tunes we know and love, it's music that's familiar. The other challenge would be you don't want to ever be blasé about it or even slightly bored with it, because if you're bored, we'll all be bored.
Exactly. That's a very good point, Fiona. And, you know, from time to time, I tell the orchestra that the excitement needs to come from us first. If you expect the audience to like what we do, if we look bored, they will actually get that and not enjoy the concert. So I always come with a great spirit because I love this music. I love to share with the audience this special event that happens only once a year. It's once a year that we gather musicians, audience to sing, to play, to get immersed into the holiday mood and have a great time. You know, every year I look for new arrangements. Every year I look for new ideas. See what can we still include in this concert that we haven't heard before? Or how can we play a piece that we have done just a little different and bring a different element? Collaborations, you know that I love collaborations. I love collaborating with other organizations. And we are going to bring back this year the Williamsport Area High School Choir. They are fabulous with the direction of Kent Weaver. And I always enjoy working with them and love to have them back and sharing the stage with us. And in addition, also the Williamsport Symphony Youth Orchestra will play side by side with us. And all combined will perform the beautiful music from Home Alone by John Williams. Fun music, such a great, entertaining movie. Remember just watching it many times with my kids and enjoying it and laughing, you know, with all these crazy things that the boy will do. It was very clever. And the music is absolutely great. It's John Williams as, you know, at his best. It will be a great way to finish the program. We will have, by popular demand, by request, a piece called Spirits Rising. It's an African percussion quartet. I did it 4 or 5 years ago. I had this idea to include the Kwanzaa celebration, the African Kwanzaa holiday, into our concert. Request to Bobby Leidecker, our principal timpanist of the orchestra, let's find a piece, you know, with drums that will be exciting, with rhythms, and will be a great opener for the concert. And I didn't know how the audience will actually react after this. We'll start the concert with a quartet of drums playing African music. And immediately after the piece was over, it was like a you know, huge applause and screams, and there was bravo and the excitement that I wanted for the start of the concert. And I decided to bring it back because not only some people requested, but I think it's a great way to start, you know, getting into the mood of the holidays. Of course, this was followed by a Christmas festival by Leroy Anderson. All the great tunes that you're familiar with. I don't expect people to start singing along, but I always encourage, you know, I don't mind to hear some of the songs in the background with the voices in the audience. As part of this concert, we also have the Young Artist Competition winner. And this year, it's Rachel Zimmerman, a violinist that lives in State College. She's a brilliant, brilliant student, a homeschool student. She's that good that she auditioned for the Penn State Philharmonic Orchestra and she made it. So she's already in the orchestra at the college level and playing beautifully. She's taking lessons from a violinist from the Philadelphia Orchestra. She will do selections from the Alexander Glazunov Violin Concerto. People may not be that familiar with Glazunov, Russian great composer, director of the St. Petersburg Conservatory, has a written variety of works from symphonic to chamber to concerti, like this violin concerto. It may not be as popular as Tchaikovsky, but has the same lyricism, the same beauty, same lashing harmonies. I know that it will be for many people the first time they hear this piece. What is interesting is that Tchaikovsky went to the St. Petersburg Conservatory. He graduated in 1865, that's the year that Glazunov was born. And then Glazunov took over the St. Petersburg Conservatory. And of course, they met, and I think that Glazunov was very influential in the career of many composers after him, especially Shostakovich, that studied with him.
As the music director of the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, when you are arranging for the winner of the Young Artist Competition, who makes the decision on what piece of music? Do you and the winner, Rachel, this year, do you sit down and say what will fit in? Do you guide her? How does that work?
Yeah, well, actually, what we do, this competition is open to all young students at the high school level in any instrument. So we have between 10 to 15 submissions, you know, just average of students. When I say submissions, they have to actually send a tape or video, YouTube link. So then there is a pre-screening. And normally, everyone who sends their application is accepted to the final stage, the live audition. And the symphony organizes a mini concert. Normally, it's in October. So we have a mini concert featuring all the finalists for the competition. And then one is selected as the winner. And then we have second place. We have some honorable mentions. But the first prize is the one who gets to play with the symphony. So what we request is that the piece that they audition with would be the piece that we perform. Because there is just only very little time between October and December. So we want to make sure that they audition and they actually perform the same piece. I don't think it will be wise to change after the competition, even if it's the same piece, a different movement, because I don't know. And of course, there is also a committee. I'm not the only one deciding. There is this year we had three judges and we all collaborate and discuss at the end of the competition who is the most qualified. But I have to say, Fiona, that year after year, I'm so impressed with the level of musicianship for these kids. And they come all over, Williamsport State College, Lewisburg. I mean, it's really, really amazing. You know, so when people are wondering where classical music is going, I said, there is no danger, there is no end in sight. You know, with all these talented students, I think there is still a bright future for classical music. You see it in their dedication, their love for music, the passion of their teachers, the way they approach music and what they want to do with music in the future. It's very encouraging. I've been a very optimistic person, and I know that even though there are some, in some places that, you know, the arts in general are in danger or the support for the arts is decreasing. I think that it's kind of, you know, like a wave. It's like an up and down. And I think that overall, the classical music and the arts in general will continue forever and will continue to develop. You know, the fact that as I was in New York at the Met, I see a huge advertising for a new opera by Thomas Addis that is having a great success. It's based on a movie, like a crazy story about a dinner, that people go to dinner, get together for dinner, but then for some reason nobody can leave. And so things, they start getting really crazy inside that room. Crazy, crazy stuff. But Thomas Addis, the living contemporary composer that writes very avant-garde music. And people come to these performances. So that's why I think that it's very, very encouraging. You see symphonies all over the world premiering pieces by new composers. You still hear the classics everywhere. So I think that there is a bright future for classical music and the arts. I'm not worried about it.
And this concert, of course, is an ideal concert to bring your little ones to.
You know why? Because now they know that I give candy away.
So. Any way you can get them through the door.
Yes. And, of course, you know, like I've been doing in the past, you know, 5-6 years, I invite one young upcoming conductor for sleigh ride. So then if you're listening to us, just make sure you bring your young ones. And when I ask, who wants to conduct the orchestra on sleigh ride? All those young ones raise their hands and have the chance, because it has been such a treat for them. But for me also to see, when I ask all these little kids, not knowing what, you know, it's going to be. But, you know, it's a conduct the orchestra on sleigh ride. Yes. So be prepared. And I think it's going to be another great, fun-filled concert for the whole family.
Gerardo Edelstein, music director of the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, speaking about the upcoming holiday concert with the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra, the winner of the Young Artist Competition, Rachel Zimmerman, the Williamsport Youth Symphony, and the Williamsport Area High School Choir, performing together on Tuesday, December the 12th, at the Community Arts Centre in Williamsport. The concert begins at 7:30 p.m. For more information or tickets, you can go online to caclive.com or give the Community Arts Centre box office a call at 570-326-2424. Many thanks to Maestro Gerardo Edelstein.
And to you, WVIA's Fiona Powell.